Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Bezer Hashem, we're continuing in Simchas Shin Yates. Tonight, we are learning Se'ifim Zayin through Tes. This is page Kuflim Aleph and Beis, page 282, in the Halachos of Borer. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ha'ilo, Melilos Me'er of Shabbos, Le'inape Bekanon, Pirish Rashi, Klish, Rosh, Echad, Rachav, Hashem, Yosef, Kimin, Marzev, Venos, Kitnias, Rosh, Rachav, Minanea, Ochel, Niskal, Gil, Derech, Marzev, Vapsolis, Nishar, Bekli, that if you have sheaves or grain from Erev Shabbos that needs to be sifted out or filtered out, you should not use a type of funnel in order to get the psoles to remain behind in the kli, and all the beans that you're trying to clean go through the hole at the bottom of the funnel. V'tamchoi, nor should you use a tamchoi. What's a tamchoi? Pirush kara gadola, a very large plate. V'lo b'shtei yadav, nor should you use both hands to clean off the dirt. El menapech b'yadav achas b'chol kocho, but you're allowed to use one hand to blow with all of your might in order to get the dirt off of these beans. Even if you did a little of the rolling of these beans on Shabbos, you're also allowed to blow with one hand. The Chiddush in saying Me'erev Shabbos is that even if you have a lot to do, as long as you're doing it with such a shinoi that you're only using one hand, that's going to be mutter. But a kanon v'tamchoi, serim yishum nafru, chuvaru, diesh b'zechi yirchatos, a kanon v'tamchoi, which is a little bit of a shinoi, it's not the normal way to do borer, is going to be asur midrabbanan, unless you come to do it with the kalim that are most specialized in doing borer. V'lo b'shtei yadav, nor can you use two hands, da'inu l'dabik shtei yadav kachas, v'likach b'shneem, u'l'napeach, v'adinu miyad liyad chavirte, enachon l'dasa rabban, to either take it in two hands and blow with the two hands, or to move it from one hand to the other, hoping that the dirt flies away as you move the beans from one hand to the next. Si'if ches, ein shorin esakashinin, pirush ha'aruch vita bala'az, dainu shemetziv mayim alein b'kli, k'dei l'asir psolas. Let's say you have some animal fodder that's full of dirt, so you're not allowed to soak it in water in order to remove the dirt from it, v'lo shafnos on b'yat k'dei l'asir psolas, nor can you rub it by hand to remove the dirt from it, da'avle k'borer, because that's considered like borer. Dvir Halacha discusses like borer or borer, meaning is this chiyuv chatas or is this asur midrabbanan? But the girsa we have is kiborer. Avol nosin bekavara, afal vishnofor psolas derech nikveh kavara. But you could put it into some type of sieve, even though the psolas is going to go through the holes, and you're going to be left with only the good stuff behind. So this is going to be a very relevant sieve, because essentially what it's telling us is if you have dirty food, dirty fruits, you're not allowed to soak it in water in order that it gets cleaned. So says the if you have psolas and ochel mixed together, you're not allowed to put them in water, even if the psolas is going to fall to the bottom, or if it's going to float to the top and it's going to separate them out. And even though you plan on eating it right away, the Prima Gadim writes in Mishpasozav, you're still not allowed to do that, because when you soak them, the psolas and the ochel are separated from one another at the same time, and that's considered to be taking psolas from ochel. Even though it could just as easily have been considered taking ochel from psolas, we consider that to be taking psolas from ochel, and therefore it's aser, even though it's miyad, and even though it's biyad, but it's psolas mitoch ochel. Hakarshinin, what are karshinin? Umaychel beim, it's animal fodder. What din tapuche adam v'chol ki agam no litin aleim maim k'de loser ha'avak v'afor me'aleim. But it doesn't have to be animal food. It could be potatoes, or it could be anything else that naturally has dirt on it, that you're also not allowed to soak it in water to remove the dirt. So what about soaking in water to remove pesticides and other things that you can't even see on the fruit? So that, the Chazon Ish is quoted by Rav Nissim Kralitz and Chut Shani, that's not an issur of borer, because if the lichluch is not nicker, if it's not something that you can see, then it does not have a din of psolas at all, and therefore you're allowed to soak that. And that's what Shlomo Zalman paskens, that's what Rav Asser paskens as well. However, the Dir Shuv here quotes Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe, Chaim Chalakalvsim Kuv Chafei, is not sure, what if you have dirty fruits, can you rinse it under water? Meaning we often do that. We often wash off our fruits before eating it. Is that a borer problem on Shabbos? On the one hand, it sounds very similar to what we're saying here in Shulchan Aruch. On the other hand, Rav Moshe suggests, maybe it's different, because you're not soaking it in water, you're rinsing it. So maybe there's a difference between washing versus separating. Meaning when you're washing, and it's just a stream of water that goes over it, why should that that be any different than washing dishes that have some dirty stuff on the dishes, where it's clearly not borer, it's just a cleansing, it's not a borer. And that is the shita of Rosh Hashanah Norbach and Rav Yashiv, that it is therefore mutter to wash fruit. However, the Chazanish is quoted in Chutzani that it is usher to wash fruit. What are you going to answer about the washing off dishes and plates? He says, dishes and plates are meant to be used and reused and reused and reused, and therefore that's not considered to be a tikkun hakli. The kli is a functional kli, before and after and during, it's just you're washing it off. So that's why it's not a problem. But when it comes to a fruit, which you only use once when you eat it, that is considered a tikkun ha'ochel, which is the fundamental isser of borer. Aval pishenofel sefkatan lamed, kivin shenim miskavin lekach, even though the dirt falls through the holes, that's okay, because that's not your kavana. See if tes, mishameres, if you have a strainer, afilu tuliyum erev Shabbos, even if it's all set up on erev Shabbos, also litin bashamarim, you're not allowed to put wine sediment in that strainer where the wine is gonna filter through and drip through, and the junk is gonna stay behind. Well, let's say you had wine sediment in the strainer from before Shabbos, that you could put water through it so that the water will come out with a little bit of whatever wine is left in the sediment, and it will come out with a wine flavored beverage. So you're allowed to pour it through the strainer. Says the Mishabruah Sivkatan Lamdal, Mishameres, Klisha Misan Bahashmarim, Bayayin Yorid Zach Mitzalu. It's the kli that they strain the shmarim, the wine sediment, and the wine comes out clean and clear. Aser Litein, Bechiv Chatos Nami Yesh Bezeh, not only Aser, it's a Doraisa, Chayiv Chatos, Mishum Borer, Shenivra Ochem Epsol Sali Dezeh. You are being Borer, the Ochel from the Psoles, by putting this whole bunch of wine junk in the filter, and the clear wine is coming through the filter. It's a clear violation of borer. Omishum merakid, or it's like merakid, which is sifting, which is essentially the same malacha. The Gemara points out that borer and merakid are very similar to each other, but it's some sort of malacha d'oraisa. Ayin sham b'gemara. Saluvim, but if you're pouring through water through the sediment, and the water is just picking up a little bit of the grape flavor, and maybe a little bit of the wine on its way out, that's going to be mutter. The water is going to go through and pick up a little bit of the moisture of the wine that's in the sediment. The reason it's not a violation of borer, because the water that you put in was already clear. There's nothing that requires borer from them. That even though in the middle it gets mixed with the sediment, but when you poured it in, it was clear. When it comes out, it's clear. So the fact that in the middle it got mixed with sediment does not bother us. You're allowed to put water on the shmarim that remain in the barrel, and they'll absorb some of the flavor of the yayin, and it will come through as wine-flavored water, which you can then enjoy as a delicious beverage to have on Shabbos. This halacha is the basis to be matir pour-over coffee on Shabbos. This is essentially a description of how it works, meaning you have a filter, you have something in the filter, there is nothing mixed with the grinds that are in the filter, you take clear water, you pour it over the grinds that are in the filter, and it picks up some of the flavor of that which is in the filter, and it comes through as a clear but now darkened and flavored beverage. It is exactly a description of the sif, and that's why it's probably not a problem of borer whatsoever to make pour over coffee on Shabbos. Of course, one still needs to be careful about the dinim official, so you got to use a kli shlishi, but l'chora, it is a heter gamur. So let's review what we learned tonight. So first of all, we said that you can't use a knon or a tamfloin or even two hands to clear off the beans from their psoles, but you could blow with one hand. And then we said that you're not allowed to soak dirty animal food or dirty potatoes or remove them by hand, but you can put it in the sieve even though the dirt will fall through the holes. And then we learned that you can't put wine sediment into a strainer to soak out the wine that remains there, but if the sediment is already there, you can run water through it to generate a wine-flavored drink, and that is the basis of the heter for pour-over coffee. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with Se'if Yud. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining me.